Perek of Shavuos, fifth Mishnah. Eilu dvarim she'enish bo'am aleihem. Certain things one does not make a shvua on. If the claim is a claim of havodim, servants, ashtoris, documents, kakois, real estate, hekdeshes, things that are hekdesh, ein bem tashlume keifel. Not only is there no shvua, also if a ganav steals them, he doesn't pay keifel, like tashlume av chamisha. Av chamisha is really only when he steals a shor or seh and he shechts them or sells them. So obviously in these things which are not any of the above, there's no av chamisha. The only one of the previous list that can't be nogeh to is hektish. If there's an animal of hektish that was stolen and then he shechts it, he doesn't pay the 4 or 5 times its value payment. Shoy mechinim ein nishba, he's a shoy mechinim for these items, he doesn't swear. The nice is sochay and a mishalim. You know, the chiyuvim of a shomer, which someone who's watching for free is potter, and he pays only if it's a pshia. But if it's not a pshia, he swears and it's potter. Here he doesn't have to swear. Shomer mishalim would have to pay if it was stolen or lost. Here he doesn't have to pay. Shimonayim a kotzim shechayim b'achirusim nishbam aleim. It's a korban, which was a type of korban that if he loses it, he has to replace it. He says, I read a lie. That type of korban, since he has responsibility to replace it, it's considered his money, and therefore you do swear if there's a discussion between you and Hektish, if it was given over or if you get deposited by somebody and it's died or got lost, so there would be a shvur. But the one, the type of korban, he's not chayiv, and achrayis, he's not responsible if it gets lost. If he says, harezu, this payment should be a hektish, then if the payment dies, he's potter, ain't nishba malay, and then you can't make a shvua because that is considered completely in the shvus of hektish.